Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be backstage after a performance and sit down for a chat with Louis Armstrong? On Friday, January 18th, there will be a one-man performance in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's Fine Arts Center. I spoke with the playwright and actor performing backstage with Louis Armstrong. The 1977 launch of the Voyager Deep Space Probe by NASA included a recording that had Louis Armstrong performing Melancholy Blues. That became the inspiration for Danny Mullen to study Satchmo's life and eventually led to writing the play Backstage with Louis Armstrong.
That was one of the first things that I can remember about my interest in Louis Armstrong as a person and as a performer.
This is going to be a one-man show at the UTC Fine Arts Center, and you are portraying backstage anecdotes.
I learned that often Louis Armstrong would entertain people backstage after his performances. You know, there would be people from all walks of life. There'd be priests and rabbis. There'd be judges. There'd be ladies of the street. There'd be shoeshine boys. You know, and people who would need money to pay their gas bills. And so there would be a motley crew of people backstage with him. And he usually come back there, you know, sweating, with a towel around him, and you know, sit in the middle of the floor and just talk and speak to them. And they would be very attentive and just listen to what he would say. Dizzy Gillespie said that when they lived in Queens, they would often go to Louis Armstrong's house and just sit around him and listen to him talk in order to, like, recharge their batteries. So he was a very gregarious person in his personal life. And I kind of thought that that would be a good place for me to have this play backstage after a performance. It kind of grew into that. So the audience is having an opportunity to come backstage with Louis Armstrong after one of his performances, just to see and witness and experience how it would have been to have actually done that.
When did you write the play, and what kind of sources did you go to for your inspiration?
I started writing this play in about 1999. I was in a bookstore, and I happened to gaze upon one of those coffee table books, you know, picture books of Gary Giddings. And I opened it up, and it was a huge picture there, like a centerfold of Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby. And Louis Armstrong had this gigantic smile and this tuxedo and this red carnation and rose. And I thought, like, wow, how spectacular that was. I got the book, and I just started to reading it. And as I read it, I noticed that he, as a person, was much like the older people or the gentlemen, like my uncles and my fathers, who would, you know, be in the garage or in the gas station and sit around and eat pig feet and just chew the fat and talk and laugh and have a good time. And that was the kind of sense that I got from him. So I just was intrigued by the stories that he would tell, the little anecdotes. They were very funny. I just kept reading about him, and I would put all of the things that struck me or poignant points that I heard from him on 5x8 cards. And eventually I had a huge stack of them, and I just kind of like moved them around and put them together. And I was an actor. I had been an actor. I had done Pearly Victorious and Color Museum, and I just decided to do a one-man show on him.
You've been touring with this show for quite a while now.
My first show was in the Black Rep in Berkeley, California. I've toured all through, you know, the United States and Canada, and I even did a show in Edinburgh, Scotland at the Fringe there. And while I was in the U.S., I had sent a copy to the National Black Theater Festival in Winston-Salem. I was able to do it there. A director from New Orleans, Tommy Myrick, had come to that performance, and she took me down to New Orleans. That was right before Katrina, and I did like 20-some shows in New Orleans.
Does this play include any music?
Grab your coat. Grab your hat, baby. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street.
Yes, it is like riddled with music. Music helps tell the story. There's, you know, Kiss to Build a Dream On, Moon River, Black and Blue, Hello Dolly, A Wonderful World. And I'll Be Glad When You Did, You Rascal You. There's just a litany of songs and his music that he would listen to and he grew up with, you know, when he was a kid in New Orleans. So, you know, it's very, very musical. and Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Louis Armstrong, we usually think of him as, you know, he was pinned as a Uncle Tom and that because, you know, of the time that he lived in,
right,
and things that he had to do in order to make it in music. But in this show, it centers around an incident where he was witness to a television program of a school integration in Little Rock, Arkansas. And he became, you know, upset about it. And that's the day that this performance takes place. Because he almost lost his passport and, you know, he was being investigated by FBI and that sort of thing. So this is on a day when his career is in jeopardy. So it's a special day that people come to see who he ultimately became in his career.
All the fair moon shining, the fields below. Darkest grinning songs on the low. You needn't tell me, boy, because I know it's sleepy time down south.
Backstage with Louis Armstrong featuring Danny Mullen is Friday, January 18th at 7:30 p.m. in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall at UTC. The performance is free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.